Speaking with me today are Fern L. and Robbie Carey of Capital District Reclaim Pride. Can we start by getting some background on the group? Who is Capital District Reclaim Pride?
So we started doing work approximately 2 years ago. We had COVID that sort of interrupted our work, but we started with new events this year. What Reclaim Pride aims to do is to sort of reclaim or reappropriate events and dialogue that have been sort of rainbow washed or appropriated by corporations or the state to represent queer lives. And we want to speak for ourselves. And so we do a wide variety of events, many of them with a political orientation or direct action orientation. But we also try to do fun events and events that sort of highlight and celebrate queer individuals.
So you mentioned rainbow washing, which is, it's using the support as a way to benefit themselves, really, right?
Yeah, I think a good example of this is a few years back here in Albany, the Bank of America was actually a corporate sponsor for the Pride March here. Concurrently, Bank of America was involved in negotiating the bathroom bill North Carolina. This bill was prominent enough that New York had, at the time, actually banned state travel to the state of North Carolina. And so it's these sorts of relationships where queer identity is being sort of symbolized through a rainbow, put on any sorts of products, and then sort of sold during the Pride Month, the single month that we're given, that we find problematic. We wanted to extend the feeling of pride outside of that singular month and represent the diversity of what queer life looks like.
Can you give some examples of organizations who are really supporting in all ways the LGBTQIA plus community?
I mean, I always look to grassroots organizations. I think the work that, and I know Black Lives Matter is a named organization or a distinct entity, but I would say there's a number of organizations in the Capital District that are fighting for Black Lives, Troy for Black Lives, Saratoga BLM, All of Us. I've been involved in the movement against police brutality since this uprising started here 2 years ago, and I would say that those organizations and groups have done a great job of representing queer lives and specifically Black queer lives. And I think that they've allowed people to have a voice in this movement when queer folks have been often sort of put off to the side. So I think that's what I have been most inspired by. What I look for in an organization is the willingness to learn about queer lives by paying queer people to teach them. So I think that's, if you're an organization or a business that's looking to support queer identities, I would let that be your guide.
And I assume a part of that is also understanding that all of these different groups are intersectional and they're not separate.
Yeah, I think it's also safe to say that one thing that our organization is against is the sort of the white supremacy within the queer liberation movement itself. There's certainly spaces in that may be queer friendly, but that are not friendly to Black people, people of color, poor people, people who are disabled, so on and so forth. So I think that what we're striving to do is, you know, we're a queer letter organization, but we definitely want to have a degree of intersectionality in the work that we do and recognize our own privileges in certain situations.
So Capital District Reclaim Pride has an upcoming event called Resurrect Pride. Robbie, could you tell us a little bit about what that event is going to be?
Yeah, so we are inviting local queer artists and makers to come set up and show off their work in a kind of a Halloween-themed craft fair at Townsend Park. And this is going to be on October 23rd. And we want to create a space where the artists are able to come, whether, you know, they are new artists or less established, and show off their work, because we are not going to charge for our vendor spaces. You know, we want this to be really representative of the local queer community, regardless of income or anything like that, which is, you know, a barrier that has been present at, say, the, you know, Capital District Pride celebrations, where vendor fees can be as high as $450, which I think for a lot of independent artists is really out of reach. So, you know, I wanted to put together a space where that would be more accessible to all the queer talent in the area.
And when you say an artist, what do you mean by an artist? What kind of artwork will be part of the vending?
So, you know, the definition is very broad. We have applicants who do tarot readings, and then we have artists that work in your traditional artist mediums, like painting and sketching and that kind of thing. So really anybody who feels like they can make use of, you know, a typical vendor space, a little 10 by 10 tent and table that feels they can show off their work in that environment, they are welcome. We're also starting to put together a performance lineup that's, you know, very open to any performers that would like to donate their time and, you know, have an opportunity at the mic. I know we will have, there is one musician, Ivy De La Terra, who I know is going to be performing for us, and we're on the search for other folks as well who would be interested, whether they are comedians, like we've had in the past at our June event, or musicians, poets, anything like that.
Why are events like this really important for both vendors and visitors?
Part of the reason that I was so interested in doing this is because I'm fairly new to the Albany area. And when I first came and went to my first Pride Festival here, you know, I was actually really surprised by the lack of, you know, creative vendors there. There were a lot of big organizations, there were corporate vendors, and not a lot of some of the more homegrown artistic talent that I was used to seeing at festivals like this and other places. You know, I think that really takes away from showing off what talent the local queer community has and our own representation when that's lacking. I mean, you know, I don't go to Pride because I want to be sold home improvement products. You know, I want to go to Pride and I want to see what, you know, our community members are up to and what they're making. I think there is something to be taken from being able to see what these folks can contribute.
So Resurrect Pride, the Halloween art event, is coming up. Where can vendors and visitors find more information?
So they can find us on social media. We are at CD Reclaim Pride on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So you can follow us there, and you can find our event on Facebook, Resurrect Pride. And in the event info, you will find the link to apply as a vendor, or if you would like to join up as an organizer, there is a link to sign up for more information there. And from there, you know, you can choose to join in on our meetings to help organize, or we will get back to any interested artists probably next week, confirmation. And so if you are an interested artist, if you even think you might be interested in showing your work, go ahead and apply. It's no commitment. So We just want to get as many artists in there as possible.
Are there any last thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I think I'd echo what Robbie said. Like, we find ourselves to be an organization that is really about grassroots member participation. There's no one's paid to do this work. We just organize these events, and we'd love for people to get involved. So if they come out and they like it, we'd love for them to follow up, try to contribute to the next event we have.
Great. Thank you so much, Fern and Robbie.